Welcome to a new deep dive from AI Unraveled. This is the podcast created and produced by Etienne Newman, who's a senior software engineer and a passionate soccer dad up in Canada.
That's right.
And if you're finding these explorations into AI valuable, please do take a moment to like and subscribe on Apple. It really helps.
It does.
So today we've got a curated set of sources for you, developments from around April 21st, 2025. The idea is to pull out the really important bits, you know, what actually matters and what it might mean for you.
Exactly. And it's a fascinating mix this time. We've got some really big breakthroughs, but also some cautionary tales, too. It gives a pretty vivid picture of where AI is heading right now.
Yeah, trying to get past just the headlines.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
Give you the core insights.
Okay, so let's jump right in. First up, this company, Mechanize, they're making some serious waves.
Oh, yeah.
Their goal is, well, it's incredibly ambitious, to automate all human jobs using AI agents.
Yeah, all is the key word there. That definitely makes you stop and think.
It really does. And what's interesting is the money behind it, right? People like Jeff Dean, Nat Friedman, big names in AI.
Absolutely. That kind of backing, you know, it suggests that some very serious people see real potential here. And these AI agents they talk about.
Yeah.
They're basically sophisticated AI programs designed to do tasks on their own, like a human employee would.
Right. So it's not just like automating one little task. It's aiming for the whole job.
Yeah.
Complex stuff, long-term thinking. Their approach is simulating workplace scenarios to train them. And they're starting with white-collar jobs.
Yeah, the office jobs, right?
Yeah.
Dealing with emails, interruptions, collaborating, the kind of work a lot of people do.
Exactly. It definitely makes you ponder the future of work.
It really does.
Yeah.
And the scale.
Yeah.
They're talking about a potential market size of, what, $60 trillion globally?
$60 trillion. That's
a staggering number. Really highlights the huge economic shift they're aiming for.
But it obviously sparks debate, doesn't it? Jobs, society.
Of course. Massive implications. And there's also that that potential conflict of interest question with the founder also being at Epoch AI Research.
Ah, right.
So for listeners, you know, thinking about your own field, what parts seem like they could be automated like this? Or maybe what parts feel more resistant? It's worth considering.
That is a really good question to chew on. Okay, so shifting gears a bit, let's look at AI in a, well, maybe a more immediately positive light. Healthcare.
Ah, yes. Demo Panda.
Demo Panda. Exactly. From Alibaba's Demo Academy. It's an AI tool, and it just got FDA breakthrough device designation for early pancreatic cancer detection.
Which is huge. That designation, it's for technologies that could genuinely offer better treatment or diagnosis for really serious life-threatening conditions.
So it gets a faster review.
Exactly. An expedited review process. The FDA basically recognizes it could fill a critical gap.
Yeah.
Pancreatic cancer detection is notoriously difficult early on.
And it's not just theoretical, right? They publish in Nature Medicine.
That's right. Strong scientific backing there. And what's more, Alibaba's already running trials in China. They've looked at like 40,000 people in Ningbo already.
Wow. Okay. So real world application is happening now.
Precisely. It shows AI moving, you know, out of the lab and into tools that could really impact health outcomes. Earlier detection for pancreatic cancer could be a massive lifesaver.
Yeah, definitely.
So for listeners, this really highlights how AI is starting to, you know, tangibly help with our health and well-being. Makes you wonder how else early detection tech might change healthcare.
It really does. It's a potential game changer. But AI development isn't always smooth, is it? We also saw this story about Cursor AI.
The hallucination issue.
Right. There. An AI coding assistant. Apparently their support bot just invented a login policy.
Yeah, a classic case of AI hallucination.
Right.
Where the AI just makes stuff up, basically. It's not based on its training data or reality.
So what happened? Users got logged out.
Right. Unexpectedly logged out. Then they contact support, and the AI bot comes back with this made-up rule about single device restrictions.
Which wasn't true.
Wasn't true at all.
Yeah.
It just highlights the risks, you know, of relying too much on AI for customer stuff without really strong checks in place.
And it caused real problems.
Oh, yeah. Users were confused, angry.
Yeah.
Some canceled subscriptions.
Ouch.
The co-founder did acknowledge it, said a security update caused the initial logouts, and the AI just kind of filled in the blanks with a fabrication.
So what are they doing now?
They're putting clear labels on AI responses saying, this is an AI, and offering refunds.
Okay.
But it really shows how fast an AI error, even about a small policy thing, can hit trust and, you know, the bottom line.
Yeah.
Human oversight is still critical, especially when AI talks directly to customers. It makes you ask, how do we actually stop these hallucinations from happening, or at least minimize the risk?
A very important question. Okay, on a more empowering note, maybe, let's talk no-code. Platforms like Bubble, WeWeb, they seem to be getting really popular.
Oh, definitely. It's a big trend.
Letting people build web apps without knowing how to code, it really feels like it's opening things up.
Absolutely. Democratizing development, you could say.
Yeah.
These platforms lower the barrier to entry significantly. Visual interfaces, drag and drop.
Yeah.
And now they're increasingly adding AI help, too. And it empowers people, you know, individuals, small businesses who don't have coding skills but have ideas.
We saw that example with Firebase Studio, right? Their AI prototyping feature.
Mm-hmm.
You just describe your app idea.
In plain English.
And the AI generates a blueprint.
Pretty much. Then you review it, tweak it, test it, publish it, all without writing code. It's quite remarkable.
It really is.
So for anyone listening who's ever had an app idea but thought, oh, I can't code, well, maybe these tools change that calculation. You could actually build it yourself now.
Yeah, it opens a lot of doors. Okay, now let's dive into something maybe a bit more fundamental. Research from DeepMind.
Ah, the experiential learning shift.
Yeah.
This is fascinating.
They're moving towards experiential learning. Sounds like a pretty big change from how AI is usually trained.
It really is. It's a fundamental shift, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
You know, historically, AI has been trained mostly on huge data sets of humans, text, images, labels.
Right.
But leading researchers, guys like David Silver and Richard Sutton, big names in reinforcement learning.
Okay.
They argue that relying only on human data actually limits AI. It can't easily learn truly new things or get a deeper understanding that way.
Well, they think AI needs to learn more like we do.
Through experience.
Exactly. Through direct interaction with the world, with its environment, like a kid learning to walk or a scientist running experiments.
Okay, so less just feeding it data, more letting it do things.
Pretty much. They talk about this concept of streams, continuous learning through long interactions. Mm. So the AI learns and adapts over time dynamically.
And the feedback isn't just human ratings.
Right. It uses real-world signals, sensor data, the results of its actions. That becomes the feedback, not just, you know, good job or bad job from a person. And they mentioned AlphaZero, didn't they? The game-playing AI.
Yes. AlphaZero learned Go and chess just by playing itself, right? No human game data initially. They see that as a foundation for applying this experiential approach to more complex real-world problems.
So the potential is AI discovering things humans don't even know.
That's the exciting part, yeah. Finding totally novel solutions or strategies. Of course, they're also heavily focused on making sure these more autonomous learning systems are safe and reliable. That's crucial.
Naturally.
But for anyone watching the cutting edge of AI, this shift suggests a future where AI might not just process info, but really understand and innovate through its own exploration. Makes you wonder, where could this kind of AI learning lead to the biggest surprises?
That is a fascinating thought. Okay, back to more immediate concerns for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Cybersecurity. Always changing, always new threats.
Unfortunately, yes.
There's a report about a new phishing scam that's actually using Google's own tools against people.
Yeah, that one's particularly nasty. It really shows the ongoing arms race.
How does it work?
So these emails, they look like they're coming from a real Google address. noreply@google.com. Often they have fake legal documents, like subpoenas attached or linked.
Ah, so they look legit.
Exactly. And because they seem to come from a trusted source, they can sometimes bypass standard email filters, making them more likely to land in your inbox.
And the goal is just to get you to click something malicious or give up info.
Precisely. Standard phishing goal, but using a clever disguise.
Mm.
Google says they're aware and putting countermeasures in place.
Okay, good.
But they're also really hammering the advice. Enable two-factor authentication, 2FA. It's such an important security layer.
Always good advice.
Absolutely. This whole thing is just a reminder, right, for basically everyone who uses email. You have to stay vigilant. Criminals keep finding new tricks. Don't rely only on automated security. 2FA adds a huge barrier, even if someone gets your password.
Solid advice. Okay, we also had a few other sort of quick hits surface. Tesla delaying your cheaper Model Y.
Yeah, that could ripple through the EV market a bit. Affordability is key there.
Yeah. And Meta using more AI for age detection on Instagram. Try and protect kids, but privacy questions, I guess.
Always a balancing act there, yeah. And there was data suggesting Google's AI overviews might be reducing clicks to websites.
Right, that could be big for content creators, businesses.
Definitely something to watch. And those rumors about OpenAI, maybe building an AI social network.
Wild. What would that even look like?
Hard to say, but interesting to speculate. On a nicer note, AI helping track snow leopards with text alerts,
Cool.
and AI getting into youth sports coaching and skill tracking.
Ha, huh, okay.
And DeepMind again with Genie 2, creating interactive game worlds from images.
Yeah, that sounds really creative. Lots of potential there.
And just super quickly, a few other things. Reports of OpenAI's newer models hallucinating a bit more sometimes.
Still a challenge.
Google improving its open source Gemma model. OpenAI saying it costs a surprising amount of compute power just for AI to be polite,
Well,
apparently. Plus a new Wikimedia Kaggle dataset, MIT looking at more efficient AI coding, and OpenAI tweaking API pricing. It's just constant motion.
it really is this constant evolution. I mean, from the big research ideas down to actual products, it just hammers home how important it is to stay informed, stay adaptable.
Couldn't agree more.
And speaking of adaptability and skills, have you heard about Etienne Newman's AI-powered Jamgatech app? It's designed specifically to help people master and pass certifications, over 50 of them, actually, in really in-demand areas like cloud, finance, cybersecurity, healthcare, business.
So practical skills for today's landscape.
Exactly. If you're thinking about upskilling or even changing careers with all this change happening, the Jamatech app could be a really valuable tool. We'll put the link in the show notes.
Good resource. So yeah, wrapping this deep dive, we've seen a huge range, haven't we? Big ambitions, real-world health benefits, new ways to create software.
But also reminders of the challenges, right? AI making mistakes, security threats.
Definitely. It underscores the need to keep learning, keep understanding what's happening.
Absolutely. It's not just about the tech news. It's about figuring out what it means for us, staying curious.
Well said. So, thinking about everything we touched on today, automating jobs, AI spotting cancer, maybe AI social networks, experiential learning. What single development do you, the listener, think will have the biggest impact on your life in the next few years? And maybe, how are you getting ready for it?
That's a great question to leave people with. And as we wrap up, just a final reminder about staying ahead through learning. Etienne Newman's Jamgat app, focusing on those key certifications, is one way to do that. Check out the link in the show notes for sure.
Sounds good.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us for this deep dive.